Nito Yerodea Chafetz Cheshvan Heitel Shemen Gimel November 8, 1982 on Monday. Continued.
So the first Lashon is the Shita of Ramban and Rashbo. Then the second Lashon is the Shita of Ramban. But doesn't the Mishnah of Rebbe Rav Tzadik say that in the Mishnah of Ches that Ogul, if it's kosher, it shows his teiro? So comes the Ramban, the Magen Mishnah said. That's only in the case of Rebbe Nosi Tachat HaKav HaKeses. So there came some more to it. But in the case of Tochsa B'Yurecho, so kings are not so much to it, so we cannot attribute that to the Kino. So in the way, she's from the culture. From the culture. But for Atzma, the H and the Bodhiklo, a few in the Chosin Shomo with the Bosso. Now, Sifan the Bodh discusses the case of H and the Bodhiklo. But for Atzma, the H and the Bodhiklo, a few in the Chosin Shomo with the Bosso, who much all of them, and it may all, Elo yesh de kitris v'yei. Now, if she is bedekas of that, in an H.A. in Bodok, and she put it, and then after, so she didn't look at it and inspect, make sure that it's a green piece of material. But she used it for pick anyway, without inspecting it first. Then, after she took it out from inside, she put it in a very watch place. She put it in a drawer. So the dam could not have overtaken it after the picture. But if there was dam before, from the outside, so that dam, we have to say, was on the piece of cloth before she used it for it. In what of a dam, ain't mayor ever engaged for the GCAE. So she's only mayor. Now that's the other one. Now, we learned it in the Torah. Now, that's the Gemara. But for Atzma, the ancient body, that's the Gemara that the Dalet on the Dalet and the base, he needed. So, Itma. But for Atzma, that the Dalet on the Dalet, Itma. But for the ancient body, the Yechose de Kursi, who we mock on what's all done, on my base, it's called the Mokshon of Chie, Time. So, the Priyeh was in Tamil, but at the end of his life, he was in Tamil. He boiled it. Hey, Regal, call your Mokhtin and Mishim Nido. Uli Ziknosi Tia Mishim Nido, Vitim and Mishim Kes, Tia Mishim Nido, Vitim and Mishim Keset. But with Rabban, she was there anyway. Even Uli Ziknosi. Oli Dilma, call your Mokhtin and Mishim Keset, Uli Ziknosi Tia and Uliko. Tosh. The Tanya Bot of the Chin Bodiko, Vini Hosin Kupse, Uli Moha Motor Dam, Rebbe in a player, Mishim Nido, the Rabbin or not beyond Mishim Kesem. Omar, we have three. He might have made a Shakespeare Hoki to his, he might have made a Shakespeare Hoki to his way. He had a made a Shakespeare Hoki to his way. Omar Yabo, indeed. Omar, in Kay, a matter of Sissi Kesem. Monica, if you are made that in the case of God Kovich and Bodhiko, the Nichosi de Kupse, will walk on what's all, Kesem, less than the Israeli. So then you reasonably attribute it to the Damkino. So, in other words, you don't consider it that it involves a Shiloh and Raisi. It's only Shiloh Sonny. So why do you say that if it has the size to the Israeli, then she's Shiloh and Raisi? So that's what the Priya has, Rebbe. The Rebbe Soma. Bino kikrisvei lachu kibudam achilles. Bichil bino fakudam achilles. Vada mikufas. Again, this is not relevant today. Today, there wouldn't be any difference between a kesen that has the size of kikrisvei or less than kikrisvei or masha, even if it has a speck, a dot, a tiny dot. So, anyway, since it was done or the Bdike, even though it's an ancient bottle, so Rebbe would say she's made up the Raise, even though it's an ancient bottle. But this man Hazal, when kings were mitzuyeh, so the Melech, so even when it's done out of the Bdike, if it's less than this age, so there's an order that it's attributable to a kinomiuch. So, in other words, so there is a machleket between Rebbe and Rebchiye, in the case of both Kovei Chayyabot, in the Chosei Dikupse, and Mocho Motzo Ledam. So according to Rebbe, she's Meyo Midraise, according to Rebchiye, she's Meyo Omen Rabon. But, Bimokim Shekinis Mitzuyeis, so then, if the size of the keset is less than Mitzuye, then she's Meyo Ledam. Oh, but, if it is Mitzuyei, so according to Rebbe, it's Midraise, Meyo, and according to Rebchiye, Midrabon. So, my love, now you know we have an abaya. Whether, when Rabbi Yitzchak said, Kol Yom Shel Rebchiye Timei, Uleizik Nosi Tiei, what does it mean? Kol Yom Shel Rebchiye Timei. So, he passed me, like Rebbe, that it's Pia Midraise, Uleizik Nosi Tiei, and he said that it's Pia Midraise, but it's Pia Midrabonon, or Kol Yom Shel Rebchiye Timei, that she was Pia Midrabonon, Uleizik Nosi, so Rebchiye held that she stayed only down. That's the abaya. So the Gemara says, my love does it you say koye, hob yaldu say, tine mi shem nido, shmanu. Shmanu. So, since he was chelik and rebe, so it's mashma, it's mistaber, that was already with the Gemara. The yaldu say, he wouldn't be chelik, he wouldn't argue with the rebe in such a firm way. So that means that the Zikluse. So that's mashma. So the Zikluse in his argument with Rebbe, he says she's only Tmeyo Mitzvah son. Not the Raisa. So it's mashma that the Yalduse. The Yalduse, he agreed with Rebbe that she's Tmeyo Mitzvah. So my love is Zikluse Koye. So he held the Zikluse that she's Tmeyo Mitzvah son. Hope the Yalduse Tmeyo Mitzvah. Shmana. So far, I mean, we mentioned this in the Gemara last year too. I mean, so far, it appears that there are only 2 days. One day is the day of Rebbe, she's Meyo Midraise, in the case of Bot Kovei Chayyabot, V'yichosei Mikupse U'mocha Motzo Ledam, and the other day is Rebchiye's day, that she's Meyo Omidrabon, but that she should be Teyo Omidrabon, so far we don't see such a thing. But then, the Gemara continues. Mishtava to the Rebbe of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yitzchak, that Rabbi Chomei Bar Bise, Yodom Godlo. So Rebbe praised Rabbi Chomei Bar Bise before Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yitzchak, that Rabbi Chomei Bar Bise is Yodom Godlo. Omale, so Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yitzchak said, "V'chiyom Yod Chavir Yod, I want to meet him." Kirose, Omale, so then when Rabbi Chomei Bar Bise came to Rabbi Yitzchak, to Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yitzchak, Omale, boy, bnei Yitzchak. He asked him to ask him Ishai. So boy, so the Rav Chaim Abise inquired of Rav Shmuel Bar Abise, a certain child, what convention would it call? With that child, with the Chosin, the cook, said, Muhammad Ul Dam Al, Omalek, he was the son of Rav Abise. Should I task you in accordance with the Shita of my father, Rav Abise? Or, in Rachoy Kidib Rebbe, or in accordance with the Shita of Rebbe, Omalek, Rebbe. Rav Chaim Abise said, he wanted to know the Shita, the psak of Reb, not of Rabbi Yitzchak. Omer Rabbi Shmuel, Zeu she'en l'molov dodo godlu, heich mamichim divrei Arav, v'she'en l'im divrei Talmid, because Rabbi Ha'akovish was a Talmid of Rabbi Yitzchak. V'rakhomu v'abise, so why did Rakhomu v'abise? Why was he interested only in knowing the psak by Rebbe, not the psak by Rabbi Yitzchak, even though Rabbi Yitzchak was the Rebbe of Rebbe? So Rakhomu v'abise, so var Rebbe, v'shmisifta, v'shrich Rabon Kamay, v'michan t'shmaitz. My Rebbe and my Rebbe Yisi, Omer Rav Adab Amas, Tone, Rebbe mitamei, v'Rebbe Yisi mitai. V'Omer Rav Zeyre, k'shetimei Rebbe, k'Rebbeya, u'k'shetia Rebbe Yisi ilatz mitia. Nitamei o nisho shol nisho socheo, v'ro ha'sodam, Rebbeya rei nalim meres meyo, im yishev eskeiro, Rebbe Yisi meyo, v'inkach, v'inkach, teheo. Kach et teheo. So Rebbeya says, im yimedes is meyo. Because the Hindi Trukoi, Hodomir Adlai, the Mokeya, the Aisedam. The Aisedam. So we are hinting that it came from the Mokey, even though it came out together with the Uri, with the Mirabai, but since she was in Medes, so maybe there is a possibility that it's Hodomir Adlai, the Mokeya, so we have to be hinting for it. The things seem to be Kachin Kachin. So in other words, so Rav Zeyre equates the machlekes between Reb Meir and Reb Nisi in the case of Oisha Shoisa Tzachel. So Reb Meir says that we have to differentiate, maybe it came from the Mokhe, and we do not attribute it to, let's say, to a kidney condition. And Reb Nisi says, Bilkach Tehero, even if she is a medis. So true that there is a possibility that Hoda Miraglai in the Mokhe, Hoda Miraglai in the Mokhe, and is Damido, but we attribute it to an outside source. So mainly, the same machlekes in the case of what Kovich and Botoklo, the Jose de Kupse, and it is, has the size of Jerusalem, the size of Jerusalem. Now the question is, so we cannot attribute it to the kino, that's how, if it has the size of Jerusalem, but since she used for Pike and H and Botoklo, she didn't inspect it, so it's possible that maybe it had done from a previous time that were, or some, it's a nature of body, so it could be any kind of dam. Not on kino, but it could be any kind of dam from a previous time or another issue. So just as Rabbi, so the more is saying that just as Rabbi is retired issue in the case where she found down the earth, even in the case of Imenes, where there is a possibility that other miraguay will watch it. And so still he says, no, we have to attribute it to another source, not to the Mokhe. Not to the Mokhe, even though it could be explained on the basis of the contingency of Hoda Miraglai in the Mokhe. So we attribute it to another source, not to the Mokhe. So the same as according to the Bensi, in the case of Botko Bensi and Botko, the Hose de Kupse, or Mokhe Motol Dam, even though it has the size of Kisrei, so it couldn't be attributed to a kino, but it could be attributed since it's an ancient bottle. Because that maybe that stain of dam was there on the piece of cloth before she used it for digging. So just as Rabbi says, even we met as a stain in the case of ancient Israel of her, even though in the case of Imedes it's possible to, even though in the case of Imedes, so it's possible to attribute it to the Mokhe, because Jochach Roshaite, still we don't attribute it to the Mokhe. But as long as there is a possibility that it was emanated from another source, we attribute it to the other source. So in the case of both provincial body clause, since there is a possibility of saying that it emanated before, and it didn't emanate from the Mokhe with this decay, so we have to say that this stain of dam was on the piece of cloth before. Mashenke, Rebbe, he agrees with Rebbe. So that's the sheet of the Rashba that the two mentioned. So the Rashba passed things like Rabbeisi, and everybody passed like Rabbeisi in the case of Elisha Jesus of Hell, not like Rameya, but because of this Gemore, so the Rashba passed not like Rebbe, that is near the Raise, not even like Rabbeinu, that is near the Rabbon, but like Rabbeisi, just is still again. The two mentioned the sheet of the Rashba. Then the two mentions, but the Rosh is Chelik, she is there. But the question is, so if the Rosh is Chelik, so what does it mean? But here again, Reb Zeira says, Ki shetimei Rebbe, ki Reb Meir, uch shetimei Reb Yitzi, le'atzmitiei. So that means that Rebbe Shite, that is Meir Midranse, Rebbe Shite, that is Meir Midranse, so that accords with Reb Meir, and since we don't pass him like Reb Meir in the case of Elisha Shemus and Zohel, so in Meile, we cannot pass him like Rebbe in the case of what Kovichin and Bodekov in the Chosin Kuf Sol Bochum at Odam. So the Rosh says, Eim Haname, that Rebbe Shite could not accord with Rebbe Isi, but Rebbe Shite could accord with Rebbe Isi. So the Meile, the Rosh passes the Chismei of Rabon. Mashiach in the Rambam passes in the case of Nisho Shoisho Tocheo, Viroa Sodam, Bein Mimedes, Bein Mishedes. So she's Teo. And we do not say, in the case of Imedes, since there is a possibility of Hodam Rabbi in the Mokhe, that it came from the Mokhe. No, because in all probability, if there is dam in urine, so it emanates from a certain bladder condition, a kidney condition. Mashe'inke, in this case, the Rambam passes not only that she is not there, But the Paschal's like Rebbe, she's may only the rice. But Reb Zeira says, Reb Zeira says that Kishetini Rebbe Kiramea, Ukshetini Rebbe Yisrahatia, so it doesn't mean, Reb Zeira doesn't mean that Rebbe's din must necessarily be based upon Rebbea. Reb Zeira knew that Rebbe was not only a Machmir here, that Rebbe was a Machmir in the case of a Nisha Shoisha Zohar. He knew, he had that in Kabbalah. Reb Zeira had that in Kabbalah. This is how the Rambam explained the Gemara. That Rebbe was a Machmir in the case of a Nisha Shoisha Zohar. Rebbe was a Machmir. And Rebbe was a Machmir in this case. But even Reb Yitzi, who was not a Machmir in the case of a Nisha Shoisha Zohar, so he was not a Machmir in the case of a Nisha Shoisha Zohar, because if blood comes together with the urine, So usually it's a result of the weather condition. And it's not because of Hodam and Aglaim and Mokia. Masha'im came in the case of Bodko Deitchi and Bodko of Mechosin Kufse and Mocha Motzal of Dam, even though there is a possibility that the Dam was on, the stain of Dam was there before she used it for BK. From the previous BK or from some other source, it's an ancient Bodok, it wasn't much. But we have to assume Lehumet that since she used it for BK, even though it was an ancient bodo, so maybe we have to assume that it came from the bottle. So we have three shittes of the shame. We have the shite of the Rashbo, who passes in the case of both for the ancient bodo, the Yehoshua, the Kufse, or Mohammed, or Dam, that she stayed only down, not in the Rabbanon. Because the Rashbo explained the Gemara Kipshutei, then we have the Shita of the Rosh, that in the case of both Pavlich and Bonnikov, the Hosni Kupse, Ulmocha Motzal of Dam, so she's still in the Rabbanon, Mishim Keser, and then we have the Shita of Rambam, that there is no equation between the case of Anisha Choice of Zahel and the case of both of the ancient Bonnikov in the Hosni Kupse of Mohammed of Dam. In the case of Anisha Choice of Zahel, the Rambam passes like Hadesi, that Bein Yibedes, Bein Yishedes is the Heiro. Why? Because if Dam is found in the urine, so then, in all probability, it's a result of a bladder condition, a kidney condition, but in the case of both of ancient bodyclaws, since she made it decay, so then she's paralyzed. Now, so the two mentions all the shittas. Masha'inke, the Mechaber, the Rashboshiki doesn't even mention it. The Rashboshiki. And the Mechaber mentions both for Atzma of the ancient bodyclaws, after the Mechosi Shom of the Boso, Umoto of Dam, Enot Meo, Eloy in Yishboki to this day. Now, this is mentioned in the Gemara Mefeves. So Rebbe can see that in the case it's less than this way, then she is not made. But if it is this way, so then Rebbe says she is Miriam Raisi, and the Chida says Miriam Rabbanon, and the Kohen is some of the baby. So Rebbe Yitzi holds that she is the Oligama. So that she, the Mechaber doesn't even mention. But he says, Meyo. What does it mean, Meyo? Does Meyo mean Meyo Midraise? Or Meyo means Meyo Midrabono? It's not mentioned by the Mechaber. According to the Rambam, so Meyo is Meyo Midraise. According to the Rosh, Meyo is Meyo Midrabono. But the Nisi came in the Chokhmasodom, and the Rav Shulchan Aruch, and the Chakim, the Chavitas too, they all assume that the Mechaber passes like the Rambam. I don't know, I mean, there is no hair. And I'm sorry, the Mechaber passes like Rosh. That Meyo means Meyo Midrabono. But I don't see any hair. I don't see any hair. Anyway, it's a machlekes between the Rambam and the Rosh. Vidatke veibin. The Hanle Shein cheskos in Bodo. Viloi miluchbe. Aber in Bodka atzmabein cheskos in miluchbe. כגן שלא כואב ממותים שדום נמצאים שם, שחזקו זה שכבר הויו ויקסומי, ופות רץ בבוי, ונמצא עוד כסם תאירו, אפילו יש המקום. In other words, there are three kinds of aid. There is an aid bottle. Aid bottle means that before she used the pump decay, she inspected it, and she made sure There is no state. There is no death. Bodhi Pradhana. Then there is a new baby. It's called Ichigabodok, but not Ichigabodok. She went to the closet where she keeps all the bags, and then she took out, not looking, blindly she got. That's an Ichigabodok love. But then the next thing is a baby. A baby means she took out from the drawer, from the linen, she took out a piece of cloth in the drawer, and usually in the things they are doing. But she did not stop to look at it before she knew the book. She just took out from the linen closet, where usually she keeps clean things there. She took it out and she immediately used it for decay. That's an embrace. And then there is an ancient butterfly, or let's say she takes it out, let's say from the garbage pail. Or not after the garbage pail, from the closet where she keeps all the unclean rags. That's an ancient butterfly. So the Rambam says, Vidavke the baby, dying she has causing body. She has causing body, the one in Luchla. Avon bot klatsma, the age has causing in Luchla. Kidein she lo kwey, mi mokim she dom in Zinshom, she has causing she kwa holy boy, ksomi, u bot klatsma boy, vi nimtso of kesem, te heilo afi u leysam chitli. Even if it is leysam chitli. So, now, this halacha that is mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, that book out of the ancient body, that's an event. And then, if there is Yech Begrisli, so she's made, so it's a machlechus, whether Tmei Omid Haise, according to the Ramba, or Tmei Omid Rabbonon, according to the Rosh. So it's in Yech Begrisli, in Yech Begrisli. So that's in the case, but if a begrits then, so then she's still on the Gemara says the Feresh. So that will only be true Bisman Chazal, Bisman Lishen, Bisman Machada. But today, even if he does not have Kikris Rei, so he should also be prayer, according to the Rambam in Haise, and according to the Rosh Hashanah. But today, in any case of decay, there is no difference between Grisleidon or Imam. All these halachas in Shulchan Aruch that we find the distinguish between a case of Grisleid and Imashul, that's only true where there is no decay involved. But if there is a decay involved, so if the Shulchan Aruch says that where it's Grisleid is not, so today, even if it's Mashul, but, let's say in the case of aging body cloud, so the Rambam says, the Ubotkats of Nutra Kesset Teva, that would be true today too. In other words, if a woman will take out a piece of bread from the garbage bag, and she'll make it decay, she will not look at it, and she'll make it decay, and then she'll not extend some of it. That would be true even today. But wherever the Shulchan Aruch, and that's a cloud book, wherever the Shulchan Aruch, in the case of Dike, distinguishes between Grisleid and Mashul. So today, Mashul has the same status as Grisleid. But what's more than each anybody? We talk Savior Erech, but I came in to look down. I think Grisleid and Grisleid are now. That's what the Machaber says, and the Shach is clear. Now, that's not the case. But what's more than each anybody? And we talk Sidney Areho, because in the previous scene, so the Mechaber discussed the case that is mentioned in the Morad Afidalet explicitly. Well, what was from aging body cloth, and then she put it away in a safe place, in a very clean place, in the Morad. But, so the only shadow is, maybe it had a stain of dam before she needed for it. But one thing is sure, that if he didn't have a stain of dam before she moved it from decay, so then it's Damido. Damido. Mashinkin, in this case, but perhaps not the itching and what for. We talk in the Erecho. So then there are two possibilities of Tara. One possibility of Tara, one contingency that would make the woman Tehor is, in case it's called Klavish Mayer, that piece of material had a stain of dam before she used it for bleaching. Assuming that before she used it for bleaching, it did not have a stain of dam. It did not have a stain of dam. So there is still a possibility that she stayed off. Because maybe it dropped off on the thigh. Maybe there was Damkino Miuko on the thigh. So it dropped off. So maybe there is a sex. There is a sex. Who is the source of this being? So it is claimed that Rashi is the source. Now Rashi is the source of the being. Now Rashi is got to doubt. I think in the summertime when we learned the Gemara Dafid Aleph, I mentioned the Mechaber and the Asot. I think we went over inside the Mechaber and Rashi and the Shach. Now, and then the Gemara Dafid Aleph and Aleph. Botko the Toshma, the Tan, Botko the Echim Botko, the Nechosi the Kupse, Uri Mocha Botol of Dam, Rebbe Yot Meyom Shemidom, Yom Meyom Shemkesem. So Rashi says, "Umocha motzul dam alei, viikam isfu kediyum mikam ocha avedei, leocha leilokat ocha toksibileicho." Why does he mention? Because before the Gemara discussed the case of what could they have bodu klobi toksibileicho, umocha motzul dam. So there she is neolido. Everybody agrees neolido, neolido. And even the Rambam, who says in the case of what could they have bodu klobi, the person that chose Salah. What could be that? When God in Hosita Kala Kesses, who more homos on the down? So, in Moshe Meyo, so the Rabbi says, Neo in Rabbi's in Moshe. The Rambam Joshua says, Neo in Rabbanon. But in this case, of what could be that? When God in Toxin the Reich, who more homos on the down? So the Rambam is also made it at Neo Nido. Why is Neo Nido? Neo Nido, and not only Moshe, but even Ogu according to Rambam, according to Rambam and Rashbo, only in the case of Moshe. But not in the case of Ogul, and according to the Rambam. Why? Because the case of Toxel the Reicho is more homo than the case of Indomastahaka Keses. We are only talking of the situation in the Zman Chazal when Kinis were Mitzuyis. So Tarasakava Keses, Kinis were more Mitzuyis than the Reicho was relatively kept in sanitary condition. So in that case, the Gemara discusses the situation of God for the Tabernacle of Toxic Reicho. Here, when the Gemara discusses the situation of God for the Echeinu Bodeklo, the Gemara mentions the additional fact of the Nechosin Kupse. So, Rashi raises the question, why doesn't the Gemara discuss the additional fact of the Toxic Reicho, God for the Echeinu Bodeklo of Toxic Reicho? So he says, Lohochel Lohkatoch at Toxic Reicho, Nimkin Hadley Trace Reicho Likule, Chode Dil Melav Noeinu Yitachal Reicho. But in the Tzolim of Minoei Yose, you will keep the name of God, we can not offer. That's what Rashi says. So, that's the Mokia, for this Aloha, the Psalm of the Mechada. God goes to see from the Zayin, God goes to the Eichin of God. We talk to the Reicho, but again, it's all done. I feel like you see it, you say, oh. Why? Because it's vexing. The coach in the Jose Akarapike, the Mokin Chiyish Nisho is a keset, the Toyer Atul Yisam Chiyish. Aber in Chosin im Mokim Shin Dam Shriach, Meo in Meyei Seir, Lichidus. Alright. So in the case of Toxe Direcho, the Mechaber and Rabo Paski, that she stay all down. Why? Because of the selection. One possibility is, maybe this piece of material had a stain of dam that is larger than the Greece. Before the decay, assuming that it was perfectly clean, before the decay, maybe he dropped off from the area and he didn't terminate from the mother. So it's a stretch. Now let's see the shot. See if we made the shot. But didn't say it's all clean. Umashe is a habit in Rashi, Gamkin so clean. Much a boy. We can see the shot, what parts of the Tabernacle, we talk to the other day, or Muhammad was down, Mayo, Nilo. What could be in one of the Hosni Kupse, or Mohammed on the dam? There did not name Shinido, not clean, not name Shikese, Upirish Hashe, or Mohammed on the dam, I have really not human bodies. The Hid day in Bonaco, so he did not give him, he came by the Mikupos, our aim shall be the Hamuleho, where I'm given the Mamalgo, Salve Hobbies of Stunning. ולמוח על חלות שאין בודק פיר של אשר, ולמוח המסור דם עליהם, ושאו יישאו כדיו מנקה מוח האבי. בין, ולהוח לנו בקתוך לתוך סביר איכו, דין כנהם לפי סביקה מקורי, סביק סביק סביקה, חוד את דיו מלאב מנעיד, הוא תחלו איכו, ואפילו תצלו עם המנעיד, ועושה דיו מו, כדיו בודק מנקה מוח האבי, סוי, הסתרצת פנדלת. סוי, צי, איסביק סביקה מסתרצת חוץ, But that's how it appears. Behind this Yosef, did Rashi do? Did three sweet have a recurrent? While the Zekos of God come, have really been Rashi by a cloud, become of them. Hode, the Rashi is born in the world, not at all a toxic in the whole, we should have a little three sweet. Then came up here, let him make it clear, we should kiss him. We will be should leave him. He says, how do you know that the Pshat Rashi is that in case of Botko Beich in the Botko, what of each in Bodhiko? And the Toxidi Reicho, so then she stay on Gamma. Two Rashi mentions, there are two possibilities. So Rashi means, so then Rebbe will be made that she's not Kiyam the Raisi. She's only Kiyam Shikesen. But Shikesen, the Rabbana, she is Mera. That's one guy. Now, we can have to remember the Shikesen. Do what you should do. I was taking the Gamma, the Efshah, the Shaboya. We that you can take the Das, Rashi, the Kiyam the Gamma, Efshah, the Sphere, the Kirajpo, the Kamon, the Song. וכן משמע, וכן הסבייס, בואי תראו לי, דהיינו לפי מה שפירשתי הוא, דתוך זה ילדי חומנים צדם על ילדי חומנים, חייב מאיך שנפירו לי גם במשנה בפריס להקסיקי, פרוסרים בספקסיקי, וכניחו ספקסיקי, זו נשאים לי, דווקא לי דעבו לכו, אבל שאין לי בואי לכו להב ספקסיקי, כי פירש, כי פיר שרש עד כמה שאין לי, נראה כלנים המייד, שם המעמוק לבוא על ילדי חו, דומבות על הירח ומוקים שנדם עמוק ללא חילות ראשון, וכניחו ספקיס ראשון, אם כי נעים לסוף את בום נעים, על הירח סוף את מהו נוס על הירח, ואם תצאו יום נעים בו על הירח, דיו לא היית נעים כמה אחר, אם כי נעים ספקסי גומו, אבל דומבות על הירים, לא יחד לספקסי ככלל, תראה כלמי מה כמו שקוסם את הרזור, שם הוא מהירח, שם הוא מהירח, ואם תצאו יום הרים מהירח, שם הוא מכיר עם החיים, בו יורו בדם, עד כאן שם, נראה את תת הרזור בלבוש, אקספלנס, דשיטה, יהיה גליס ודמחבר. So, we can go to the Melech. The way it's not like a sexy kid, you know, you're like a joy of all. That machine is sweet of rain. We need to dream up. We should work it. I feel like it's really terrible. We should go to the last one. No, I can't wish it. This is the washing of the Atarazor. The Zeyne, so the Shach is massive. The Zeyne is sexy like a cloud. The Aki or Echadu. No, we have to join in. Shemo Ma'amok Yabol Ha'ein. The Chaygamu Limitra Svek Sveke Kwaal. Uch Meshikos Yabin Svek Sveke. It's Svek Sveke Mishem Echol. That's the absurdity of the Shah. In the case of a Bodhu, so then it's a Svexer. But in the case of a Nietzsche Bodhu, then it's Svexer Kemi Shemekho. Why? Why do we say it's a Svexer? One topic is maybe it dropped off from the earth. In other words, that one topic is maybe it had this thing of down before it knew the fabric. So that means it didn't come from the body. That's one subject. Another subject would be assuming that it did not have a thing of down before she knew the fabric. It did not have a thing of down before she knew. So maybe it dropped off from the other, and the other had a thing of down as a result of a kinomuch. So then again, that was a fix of what does that mean? The first topic is, maybe it didn't tell me from the Moker, it had, it's an ancient Boruch, so it had a string of doubt, it didn't tell me from the Moker, and the other topic is, maybe the string of doubt was on a piece of material before she used it for decay, assuming it didn't have, so again, maybe it didn't come from the Mokia because it was robbed off from the thigh, and the thigh had a stain of down as a result of a kill yuchal. So it's Mishemechot. So it's not his leg sake. So it's Mishemechot. So he's Chilik and the Mechad. So Mele, the Shach, is Chilik and Mechad's deal. And the Shach, the thing in the game is a good class, and I believe in the body. But that's more. בלי שאין לבודקו, ותוך זה בלריכו, והכן נמצא לו דם, אפילו כתבי סבי שעושה. בכל זאת, בוא נקרא שלו, of the shahi is, it's like סבי כמי שלך? It's like, the סבי כמי שלך, we'll say, maybe, she was Nemtsov, and assuming she was not Nemtsov, it's big of times. So the Rishonim said in Shuvos, that's next day, Mishamechot, because it's big of time in Yisru. So again it's Emes. What difference does it make? One form of Emes, another form of Emes. So here too, one possibility is, maybe the dam was there, the stain of dam was on the end, before she used it for B'yayim. Before she used it for B'yayim. He didn't tell it from the Mokheir of this Yishon, and then assuming that the stain of dam was not there before she used it on B'yayim, maybe it emanated from the stain of dam that resulted from the Kiyom Yucho. So again, it is, the Sophic is, it didn't emanate from her mother. So, whether it emanated from one outside source or another outside source, what difference does it make? So, it's Mishamah. Now, we have to understand the Shita of the Mechal. So, the Shach is Chet. Now, again, I want to emphasize that this Sack of the Mechaber does not apply today. Because, according to Mechaber, so she's still on the Gamma. What perhaps the issue of the world? We talk to the Reich. Why is it sexy? All right, so we have a cash, we should have. But if it is sexy, the nation is two stages. So today, Dhamma is two stages. Bisman Chazal, Bisman Mechaber, when kings were on two years, and the Mechaber held that it didn't be Reich, so it could be attributed to the Kino. So it didn't be Reich, so try to say sexy. All right. Mashiach today, King is a lot of trees. We have no specific case. So there is only one subject. So again, this din has no relevance today. This din. Any case where it's not out of the decay, so has no relevance today. Except, let's say, the din of Hamor, that he mentioned that if it's in the bird of cloud and took it out from the garbage, and then it was bathing and made a decay with it. So then she stayed off, even if she found Kikrisi Eid, so that would have relevance in there. But all that now has to have to do with Dikeh. So if there is any distinction between a Kikrisi Eid and not Kikrisi Eid, so then have no relevance. But how can the Mechaber be explained? The Shach raises a very strong question. I mean, it's Mishalech. Now, last time I mentioned the Chiddush by the Rajbo. Son, Dvar Teiro, the Tiras Abayis, Elohisho Mitano Mishimido, Achetargish Bipso, Vishas Vitzias Dara, Shenema Adam Don Yezivo Bipso, Achetargish Bipso, Utnami Teltore, Vishio Kisiezo, Adam Don Yezivo Bipso, Bipso Velikes, O Bipso Achetargish. Chachomi Mosesio, Vito, Vitimu Achille Saxon, Virido, Lahachre Odiveteo. וכנתני, הוסו, מלום וכחון מסעדו ולהוקר ולהח, ופירש רבי, מלום ולהוקר על דירתיו ולהח ועל דירתיו, וכסום עם עצמו ורבון, פירוש כשהקימו חכון וכסום, וליס ליסי סום, ובאיו ובבנו, ובמקו וחלילים סיבהם, לא ילהוקר לו, שיהיו הוי עקסום ודבר פירו, לא הוי מכירים בסליקו, אלא איקה עקסום, So, I mean, I mentioned, the Chavis Das mentions it, and the Chavis Das mentions it, and the Rav Shulchan Aruch mentions that. That's a big chiddush. That neither I say. So, one aloha means, neither I say, that if there is no Hakoshe, so then, even though it's Dam Nido, definitely beyond any question, but if it's not covered, if the discharge of Dam is not covered with Hakoshe, Agosha is Tamgila, Agosha is Azogel. Whatever Agosha means, that is considered Agosha. So then she's not in the Christ. Even though we are sure 100% beyond the shadow of doubt that it emanated from the Mokhi. So she's not there. There has to be Agosha. But as far as Abush is concerned, so the Gemara says, if, let's say, the discharge of dam was simultaneous with the passing of water, so then the Achrichinich, maybe she had Abush, but she didn't realize because she attributed it to the passing of water. So anyway, that's why we pass that if a woman makes a diken, then she finds it's stain of dam and maybe she's minimized. But she says she's not aware of any abashim. The answer is she is aware of abashim because she pushed the din. So, but she attributed to the abashim of pushing in the aid. So maybe the abashim got lost in the abashim of something else. So then it's considered the day is out. So that means that in any case where a woman finds a stain of dam, a dam, through a decay, so then we cannot say it's in the hour, because even though she's not aware of any agoshe, because we achrichinich, maybe she had agoshe, but she didn't realize. She mixed it up with another Rashi. So, but from this Rashi, we see a big chiddush. He says, "Upirish, uchsom matzvom derabon perush, b'sheikilu chachom b'ksom, lisleisim som b'vayro b'no b'makom b'chalitzbe, lo yehokelom, sheivu hoyu aksom b'var teiro, lo hoyu makim b'sveiko, elo ika aksom b'hachmir al b'teiro hei." So she knew how you act something, so it's mashma from that washing, and this is what Hamida says. It's mashma from this washing of the Rashbo that whenever it's isophic, wherever there is isophic, so she cannot be clear with the rice. And Hamida says it, the Rashbo says it, and the Rai is from the washing of the Rajbo. Now, we can understand the Rajbo Shite, the other Rajbo Shite. The Rajbo Shite is, the two mentioned, that Rebbe's din, that what rats more the ancient Bodhuk, what rats more the ancient Bodhuk. What rats more the ancient Bodhuk. So he passes, because Rebbe agrees with the sheet of Ramea, but since we pass by a Kabbalistic show, so he's still only done it. Why? Because since it's an ancient Ibonico, so there is a possibility that maybe that stain of Dam was there before. But what does ancient Ibonico mean? It doesn't mean it should get out from the garbage, from the ash. Ancient Ibonico means that's a baby. In other words, she took it out from the linen closet where she keeps all the clean things, but she failed to inspect it. So how can we be sure? All right, there is a possibility that since she didn't inspect it, even though she took it out from the drawer in which she keeps the clean things, maybe there was a, it's possible. But to say that it's a certainty, that's unreasonable. If the Gemara had reference to an ancient body cloud to cut a piece of cloth from the garbage pail, all right, then we can understand. As the Rambam says, because it's chesrose that it's not there. Otherwise, it wouldn't be in the garbage pail. But this has reference ancient body in vain. It means she took it out from the drawer in which she keeps the clean linen, but she didn't inspect it to see whether there is any kesser, any stain or not. So how can the Rashbo pass through that according to Rabbi Yossi, she is tailoring gamma? How can she be tailoring gamma? True, there is a possibility, since it's a little baby, that the stain that she finds now on the piece of material was there before the decay. But there is an equal possibility that it wasn't there before the decay. And it happened in Panamokia. How can we say it's a certainty? Still the Rashbo passes. that she's still, that the court of Rabbeinu she's still in Gamma. Why? What does Rabbeinu say? Rabbeinu discussed the case of Isha Shoshas of Sahel, and she found Dami the Yud. So then, there are two possibilities. One possibility is, if she passed the water while she was standing, so Mary is Chito Meshaito, said, so hold on, she didn't come from the bottom. So the kings in the over there says they are. So they will understand, as the Rambam explained it, because if there is doubt in urine, so that means, in all probability, that she suffers from a certain condition, a better condition, a kidney condition. But what has it to do with the case of birth of age and body clock? What's the common denominator between birth of age and body clock and the initial age of law? So the common denominator is the justice in the case of initial Jesus or hell. So there are two possibilities. One possibility is Hodo Miraguayim Limokia. So it did that. The other possibility is it's a better condition. So here too, there are two possibilities. One possibility is that the stain of Dam emanated from the Mokia for the PK. And the other possibility is it was there since she didn't inspect it. So it was there before the PK. So that's the kind of number. But there is a big difference. The reason I think the reason is why the Rashpo is such an atheist, and he passed his daily gamble because of the Rashpo's other sheep. The Rashpo's sheep, that besides Agoshe, there is another prerequisite to be clear in the Rashpo. In other words, she must know that she had a discharge of gamble from the Moshe. But if she doesn't know, she hasn't suffered. Whether it came from the Mokeya, or it came there on the 80, before, a long time before. So Mele, if the Flavishmai is guided, that it came from the Mokeya, but since she doesn't know, the circumstances are such, that she doesn't know, so then it's not a year. Because in order to be clear with the Raisa, she must be really down. What does it mean, really down? Really down must be, so number one, she must have Agosh. But in so far as Agosh is concerned, since that it was found, the dam was found with the gate, so there might have been Agosh. But in order to be laid down, she must be sure that the dam emanated from the water. But if the circumstances are such that she doesn't know whether it emanated from the water, or that stain of dam was on the piece of cloth before she pushed it inside and touched the mocker with it, so anyway, the meaning is right. Anyway, in case the ship is a Rashi. And the Chazda says that, the Rashbam says that, the Tara says that, and they are all dying from the washing of the Rashi at the beginning of Shara Aksumi. So that's why the Rashi has the chite. Take the chite in the case of what Rashmo, Beijing, Bodiglo, at Beijing, Bodiglo, and then the Hosin, the group say, Umbohomot's all down. So the Rashmo says she's the only down there. Why? Because it's possible that that stain of down was there before. Alright, it's possible, but it's possible it emanated from the Mokea. It emanated by Rashmo, it's not Beijing, Bodiglo, it's an invader. The answer is, Miguel, I say, she's not loyal, even if Lakishmael is guided with them. because there are two prerequisites. One prerequisite is there has to be Agosha. And the other prerequisite is she has to be sure that she had to be shouted down from the Mokeh. But if she's not sure whether she had to be shouted down from the Mokeh or not, even if Lapishmai is valid, objectively it is true that it was discharged from the Mokeh, so she's not the Mokeh. Since she could only be the Mokeh, since there is a possibility that the stain of Dam was there before, so the Rambam passed the Gisteo. The Rambam passed the Gisteo. Mashiachim, the Rambam passed the Gisteo like Frederick, that he's clear with the rice, apparently. And why does the Rambam pass the Gisteo with the rice? May only something with the rice. The Rambam didn't say it's a father. I mean, because how could he say it's a father? I don't know. So the Rambam wouldn't say that they would have to bring chatos. According to the Rambam, probably you have to bring a Russian Torah in this case, because it's an ancient book, so there are two possibilities. One possibility is that this stain of dam was there on the end before she used it for the decade. The other possibility is, no, it wasn't there. So when the Rambam says maybe, so it's became a socket. But the Rashba says, since it's a socket, she couldn't be mayor. Even if Lakishmai is dying, you terminate it from the market. Because she wasn't sure. So then there is a apparently the Rambam is healed and the Rashba's deed. So that's why the Rambam says that she is killing Rice now. So in regard to the Kashi of the Shach against the Mechaber's deed, and the Mechaber, so why does it disrespect? So he asks, it disrespects him, Shemechot. So, according to the Rashi, besides the prerequisite of Agoshim, there is another prerequisite, that the woman must be sure that she had the discharge of Dam. And if she's not sure, even if Rabishmai is dying, she had the discharge of Dam. So she's not willing to raise it, because the real is like, what does real mean? Really, she has to be really Dam also. It's not a woman becomes male with the Raise, if there is a discharge of an epithet. If she is really down with soul, so if she knows, then she is a real down. It's a Tumas real. But if she doesn't know, so the real is right. So in the way, we can understand the Mechaber. So too, since with the Raise she is not male anyway, and she's only with Rabbanon, so she could only be killed with Rabbanon. So since there is a sex rate here, even though that's a sex rate, you go out there for it. So it cannot be considered a sex rate here because it's Shabbat. So that's only the case where Sophic with Raise is the Homer. Mashiach in this case, since with Raise, according to Rajbo Shite, so she's not here with Raise anyway, so only with Rabbanon. So, in the case where there are two sex ages, even though it's Mishamechot, so then she's still young. Alright, now, Sivan Ches. Izeu ein agodu, kol shevet koset in hiv in chaverato, lo idei na shemichnes bi keset, lo idei rosei, bishuk shot abochi, lo idei mitzara misaski miksomi, harei ze bechesk az bodu. That's bodu brigam. In other words, she looked at it, and then, after looking at it, so she wasn't embarrassed, the Shikshot Abochim doing that, and it wasn't put in a place where Kesem might have dropped on it. So then it's a Ida Bodek Udam. Eino Isha Kriyom Shin Kesem Shemotsu Bechaluko, El Kino Ya Bodek Rokim Shalom Shosim. Avo Ine Bodek Kim Shalom Shosim, Shalom Shosim, Shalom Dike, Umbotsu Bechesem Teiro. But for Hanukkah, for Shlosh, and not so they all, the Shiro Hanukkah will also not so they can say, for the shame of the Mashiach will. Now, from here, so it's very simple, obviously. Lopsho Hanukkah, but the Kuru for Shlosh, the Shiro said, he is holy, 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 he is החול הוא בני השורס, החול הוא, והכך נמצא בקסם תירו בן, תירו, והדין בו את חוסים בשביל עושים להם, והכאילו שעושים היא מוצא בקסם שתירו בן, והכאילו היא בשיחה של הספיקים. Then he says, ואין לי כמה סימים קופצה לפלור, גינו יום יום ראשון של זי הלכים, אין לי קירים בקסומים, וניסוי זה דבר אחר. In other words, there is a lochet that there is a reasonably attributed circumstance. So then we are here examining in that reasonable, attributable circumstance, let's say she has a maki. And then she finds down, even on her roof, she finds down. So if it is within the proximity of this maki, so then she doesn't get the time, she's with us, because it is attributed to the maki. So Dawahi is mentioned in Simon Kupsavik wrote that if a woman is counting the Zayuki and then she found the keset, let's say, on a garment or she found on a roof, a keset, but she has a maki, she has a booth on a roof. So then it's still the same ceremony, because since it's still the first 3 days after the Hepsik Tare, so Mele, it's more homo. It's more homo. And we are not Tele, in any attributable service. So that's what he said. The beginning of the Shemi, so Zion the King, a Makini with someone recently arrived. Mashain King, let's say, suppose a woman is counting the Zion the King, and then she finds the Keset. It's less than 3 slaves, less than a dime. So then it's not sincere. Why? Again, because that is not really on the basis of Kriya per se, because the Chachomim stipulated that a Keset that couldn't be mitamim in the Ramse on account of the fact that Tadoshi is lacking, and only the Rabbanon, so it's only mitamim in the Rabbanon if it has the size of Israel. So if it doesn't have the size of Israel, then it's not mitamim. So even in the Gimel Yom HaMishen of the Zayin Yom HaMikim, so it's also a toy, and it's not safe. Ishawasa Miktano Shalvasa Leon, Rosha Sitano Zula Shiva, King Shoiza Mako, Oishi Shawasa Minao Shalvasa, Vilopsi Kihabo Lenis Kiloso, Oishi Shawasa Mishes of Amtea, Tilde, but you this man as a. The Hain, so the two mentioned, there is a Mahaja between the Raya and Ramba, but the Mahaba Paskins, that even this man as a, when we are Mahriyev to, when the woman is Mahriyevis, to count Zayin Kim for Damteya, so still we can be tailored. The Hain, which was in the Zayin, should be talked about Tailorbo, who bows a whole tailor, the Hadar Shisha Altoi, you can kill it. He should also be Baba Zakes, and then she is in the Shem, what like it? Kill him shy. Then she was okay, and the Hobbit Achil, like the Shah was it, and tell him to be so good as a result, who stayed in Sukh is Loch, the coach in the Shah was in the Tailor, the Hospice in the Loch Shossi, she stayed in Sukh Loch. Lopsha Hobbin in the Gossel, the Lloyd would go say, with Lopsha in the Tarosso, you need to be guessed, Taylor should be in the Gossel. So it's not only that in some way, in case of doing. And so if there is a pragmatic reason to be tailoring one woman, so we are tailoring that woman, even in the same woman. So let's say, if it's possible to be tailored, that keset to the previous month when she was illegal, so then we are tailoring the keset in the previous month. Love your whole thing, you should be able to be sapped of Joseph with Nikke. Umoto will get into the Vishnayon, shall always of the bells. The Hinan Niko till the bathroom, push the Havito, the Hinskino till the bathroom, the young shall always stay. In other words, if a woman recently attained menopause, and then she found on the other garment the Kesen, and that Kesen was not washed since the time before she attained menopause, so then she stay off, because she stay late, that keset appeared before she reached menopause. Chomu shol pshosim, when you go to Mishchavi, the chosim of pshosim is manchei teho, you will dip, even Mishchavi, Mishchavi shol Mishchavi, you say, for any wish, has what you have got, because you just keep with you, for any of you, you have got it, 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 you Oy, we may shall have a bill of King Schmacher in Marosi. He might be here, he penetrates, the Hanshin has to have the gate, we will do as a king in Kimisol. So it's a Raye, the death stain appeal was overtook the Beget the previous month. And then, as a result of washing, it was absorbed and it penetrated through and through the thickness of the garment. We might be, but if it doesn't penetrate the Kesem, we see it is a superficial keset. it only penetrates the periphery of the thickness of the beggar, not through and through. The Hanish and Mikmas is a Hadel, the Brasha Hakim Soyo, and the Kiyomika, Krishesh is Rahakim. And we are Tilalokim. Why? Because we are only Tilalokim if the attributable circumstance is established. But if the attributable circumstance is not established, we are not Tilalokim. Look, your own Kapan and all Koshkos, if it's also the Shlos for Hanukkah. We need to look at it. In Magdi, the Brasha, Nashmi, or even, may all the Shemadeva. The Magdi will depend on One was stolen, one was shot. We don't ask a coin. Since both, because both are in the same position, so we cannot toss a coin and be tailored in one rather than the other, because my host, so the male is shaking. Because as she put over the garment, over the head, so it could have stayed. So kisachnas eishon v'yashniyo ishe kisachnas eishon v'yo v'chadra v'teo. Shom ishno shim shalom shukol v'kecho. Oy shiyo shalom tzav shalecho. Zuach hazu. Vakim nintzolot kesem kon v'meiz. והוא שיעשה פסור מדברם כפיתומי. באמת הוא אמרו לי מה שקורה שם. אבל הוא זכת נמרוי או נמיסי צמחה אותו, so it's more attributable to one than to the other. כי אם שיסי לו מברס וניקו שלו עשה טעם, הוא אומר, אבל כשניסו, כשנראוי או נמיסי. שום שלו שישי שני במיטה אחת, ומשלו בהצטיין עם תטוואים. Cookies and cookies, yaka, kishni, sasua, shadim, mumi, zu, 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 because it could have, since she touched the other one, so it could have dropped there, so it could have dropped, and the one from the other. Then so it's near back, it's in the table. Need to take a second thing, or even so it's near back, and it's there. But maybe I'm going to show that on the other side. אבל הוא מודע את זה לכל מיני שהוא הייתה הרפוס על מיטה ממנו ואני אומר שהוא מוצא על סוד מאלי אבל הוא מוצא די וכך הוא מוצא כל פייס because that might be turned over if he shows me sat at the way כל זה מה הוא שלא יפה את השמע עצמו הוא שפה את פשוט לא מוצא תלס אבל הוא בקרח עשו שתיים לא מוצא תלס אין תלס ואחרת שהוא יפה את כל פייס ויפה את כל השליש שהוא מוצא תלס או כל פייס ויפה את לאחר שהוא מוצא תלס אחרי שהוא יפה את כל תלס בואו תלס תלס Both the stein was a place, and place like the table, if you should deal with it. Both the town of the Isis, she was a three of the Tayah. The Hilo, the town of the Isis, she was a three of the Tayah. That is a concrete for the Isis, the other way up, take it with you as a dad. Ah, the Mishra, so he is your big, dying, he is your big guy. The Hilo, the Doki, people of the Ellis, with Mayo, באמת לא אמורים לי שכולם שומעים. אבל מה חסרו יומים יש לי זה מחד אותו. שנרויו, תראו לו מרויו, שנרויו, תראו לו מרויו. כן, תדע חסקים משום או שלושים מיץ, ולא יראו עשו. ביחס ילבו, סקינו תראו וילבו תראו. אחס מול בארץ, so סקינו מין זה מומנו לתאים מנו. ילבו מין זה יום מומד, not ילבו in the sense of time. אחס מול בארץ שום כאן, הוא פה באחר שאינו מודרס, מודרס חירום, שמודרס מיור. אחס צו אז דומים של רועסו מיורום, ואחר שרועסו של רועסו, תהיו. ושלוי רועסו, ואחר שרועסו שלוי רועסו, תהיום, ושרועסו מיור. אחס מיקו באחר שאינו מיקו 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 מיור. וכשאינו שתהיו בכלל אותו כך, תהיו בעצו. שאין לוב שחומו בזמן שאינו מודרס, והכן לוב שעושה בזמן שאינו מודרס, שאין שאו דם, תהיו בשני, So they are sure that they didn't, that their feet were not either one in the other. Now, actually, it's many examples, but the clothing are very few. I mean, one cloud is that if a question is found at a certain day, at a certain time, and at a certain role, at a certain guy, and that gown was worn by two women, and so the question is, what's that like? So, if both women are of the same status, let's say, both are young women who is darkened, really is down, and since it's equally attributable to one as to the other, we don't prosecute. So both are ways. We cannot say, this woman is playoff and she has to count, and that one is there. My first. So both are ways. But suppose there is a special circumstance in regard to one woman that makes her situation more reasonably attributable to her than to the other. So then, let's say one woman is a domestic woman, a young woman, and another woman already is an elderly woman. She already reached menopause. So then, and if the kesem is found on the garment that was worn by the two women, so then it's more reasonable to assume that it emanated from the young woman rather than the woman who already attained menopause. So the elderly woman, so she has to count, the young woman has to count, and the elderly woman does not have to count. So here we're not tossing the coin, so we are dealing one because one woman is more of an attributable situation than the other. Then there's not a problem. Even from the point of view of logic, not one is more attributable than the other, but if there is a pragmatic reason as to why we should be tailoring the one to the other, even though it's not a logical reason. So now I'll say, in other words, if it was worn by two women, and one woman has to come, is a sort of viral anyway. Why? Because of the kesef. So the male and the other one is tailoring down there. So then we are tailoring that kesef emanated from the woman wearing kesef. Even though that's not a logical reason, because after all, she's not going down only because of the special takana she has to come. But that's a pragmatic reason. So these are clothing. When can we be tailored and when can we not be? But you cannot establish a vessel. Now the vessel can only be established on the real amount, but not on the sum. All right, now for Wednesday, you should go over the Gemara, otherwise it's impossible to listen. For each of Jesus to hell, that in Testament days, the Gemara, then from the beginning of the day, for each of Jesus to hell, after the Mishnah, the Bible, Yeshua Chalukah, the Gemara, and the Rashi and the Tesis, and we have to go over both Tesis very carefully. The first Tesis and the second Tesis. Dilma Bosa Litam Mayo, and then the Turuk and the Mechaber and the Ramor, and you should go over the Taz and the Shach and this Siman. It's not difficult. If you go over the Gemara carefully, it's one on the Gemara. So then it's not difficult. And also, Simen Kupzan Veis. We should be prepared. And Simen Kupzan Veis with the Turin, Mechatur, and Ramo, and the Tazmishan. Because we'll probably go over, I don't know, but all the Tazmishan. But some of the Tazmishan will go over. Okay.
Shir Ayin Dalad and Nido continued your day of Tel Cheshvan Hidoshim and Gimel, November 10, 1998 on Wednesday.
And Afzal is sort of two. One is the beginning of the Perek of Yisho Shoyisa Tzachel. For Yisho Shoyisa Tzachel, Beroa Saddam, Rav Meir in the Alim Medes Meir in the Shevet Teiro, Rav Yisin in the Alim Kach and Kach Teiro. איש ואיש אשר עושה צרכים ושיחה סייפו מצדם על המים רבי איסי מטליה ורבשים מטמי שאין דרך לאיש ואיסי דם אלא שחס קדומים לאיש So there's a מחלקת between רב מאיר and רב יהודה and רבי איסי according to רב מאיר if a woman passes water and then she found dam in the urine so if she did it standing so she's male if she did it sitting so she's male why? Because So the Gemara explains. Much they met us, that we know may like lying hot of the mocking, you know, why is it that? Because there are two possibilities. If there is dam in the urine, one possibility is that the woman suffers from a kidney condition, a bladder condition. She's sick, so maybe she has dam in the urine. That's one possibility. The other possibility is if the woman passes water not in a relaxed state, so it's possible that this dam came out from the mokia. But after all, I mean, the urine doesn't come from the mokia. But sometimes it's possible, especially if the woman is sick, that when she straightens herself, so then the meraglayim, something is wrong there. So the meraglayim goes to the mokia and then it comes out from the mokia. So mele, there is a possibility that as the meraglayim makes a detour and it comes out from the mokia, that some dam from the mokia comes out through the meraglayim. So mele, she's an eagle. But this can happen only if she strains herself. She's not relaxed. So my shnil is. Dam gino miraglai modol mokia, vaise dam, yishebes, name, neime, miraglai modol mokia, vaise dam. So in other words, so true that when she's yishebes, she's more relaxed. But if it can happen when she's not relaxed, why? Because she strains herself. So mele, it makes a detour, the miraglai. And it comes out the wrong way. So even if she sits, she might also strain herself and it might come out from the monkey. Omar Shmuel bin Zanekis. In other words, that when Rebeya says, Yishevis is stay off, so he has reference to a case where she passes the water where she passes the urine in the form of a jet. Now sometimes one passes urine in the form of a jet and sometimes it chases. Now it drips. So when does Rav Meir say that if he sheves she stay off? That is only if the urine pass in the form of a jet. Zanekes mikalas the chikin di nofak bikuluach kiur in the natural way lo itchike lo yhoda miraglayim limokia veindera da mokia lotzei si miraglayim. Avol she says I did duuk me'anafshu veikale meima. Hodo kilo imedes, avol imedes, i efshalo lizanik, come in to see.
Is there a phone in here?
But imedes, i efshalo lizanik. In other words, from this Gemara it seems that this whole situation of the miraglai making the detour and coming and going to the mokia, to the womb, that's an unnatural phenomenon. Now, you probably find certain Chachomim who say, I mean, this is impossible. The answer is, of course it's impossible in a woman who is not sick. But if a woman has urine in the chest blood in the urine, then it is symptomatic of a sickness. Even according to Rav Meir, it's symptomatic of the sickness. You see that Rav Yitzchak says, "Vinkach uvinkach is the hair." And according to many Rishonim, all right, the Ramo is machmir like all the humans here. But according to most Rishonim, so according to Rav Yitzchak, under all circumstances, is the hair. Why? Let's say according to Rama, she's according to Rav Yitzchak, she's still under all circumstances, because if she finds blood in the urine, it is symptomatic of a kidney condition. And Rav Meir is also made it. A woman who is healthy, who is not sick, who does not have a bladder condition, so she won't see blood in the urine. That Rav Meir is also made. So the fact that there is blood in the urine shows she suffers from a certain sickness. She suffers from a certain sickness. But since she does suffer from a certain sickness, so something is not normal. So maybe it's possible, since she is sick, that the urine can even pass out through the wrong channel. But when, even in a woman who is not healthy, who is sick, so it can only happen that the urine will pass through the wrong channel if she strains herself. But if she doesn't strain herself, if she is relaxed and she passes the water in a relaxed manner, then it will not happen that the urine will pass through the wrong channel. But the Gemara Kasha was, Maishne Yemenes, the Amrino, Meraglaim Hodolim Okeya Vaisedam, because if she is Yemenes, when a person passes water standing, in regard to men, it's not like that. But in regard to a woman, if a woman passes water standing, so then she's under strain. She's not relaxed. If she's not relaxed, so if she strains herself, it's possible. It's possible that the urine will come out through the wrong channel. So, Yeshevet Sname, Yeshevet, it's also possible that the woman is under strain. So, if Yeshevet Rav Meir should be Cheshish and should say Tmeyo, Neime Miraglaim Hodol Mokav Aizadam. So, Amar Shmuel Bim Zalekis. In other words, normally, when one passes water, so the urine passes in the form of a kuluach, in the form of a jet. No, it doesn't drip. But if a person is not well, then the urine can come out by dripping. But that in itself will be symptomatic of a certain condition. But we are dealing here with a woman. So, who is not well? Rav Meir is also made. It's not that Rav Meir denies the whole mitzvah. But since we are dealing, because if a woman is perfectly well, then this will not even happen. So the shayla divides. The shayla divides in a woman who is not perfectly well. If she's not perfectly well, so Rabbi Yitzchak says, "Vinkach uvinkach teyo." Even though she's not perfectly well, but if she's not well, it's possible that the urine might pass through the wrong channel. All right, but that's very unusual. So maybe we don't have to be chayish. We don't have Bechesh. And Rav Meir says, no, the woman is not well, that you see that she's not well. So Mimele, we have to Bechesh. We have to Bechesh. But when is that Choshe possible? Only if she passed the urine on the straight. That's immense. So, but Yishevez is not on the straight. But the Gemara is the Kashi Yishevez, it could be also on the straight. But Yeshevez, it would be under strain if the urine would not come out in the form of a kuluach, but in the form of dripping. So then, she's under strain. So then it's possible that Hodolim Okeh. But when Rav Meir says, in Yeshevez Teiro, so he has reference to the case where the urine passed in the form of a jet, a little lach, the normal, natural way. So then she's relaxed. She's not under strain. So that's why we don't have to be chayishish. Maybe it passed out through the wrong channel. Then the urine passed, made a detour, and passed into the mokir, and then it came out from the mokir. That could only happen. The hadron and mokir could only happen when the woman passed the urine under strain. Oh, bilanekas mikalach, the chin novak mikalach, ki uchelit loy tchike, the loy hoda. So loy tchike, she's not under strain. So even if she's sick, if she's not under strain, this will not happen. Of hotra miraglayim lemokia. V'indera damokia lotzis miraglayim. Avon she says, if it drips, of course, no, if the woman is perfectly well, so then it will not drip. The urine can only drip at the end of the passing of water. But at the beginning, so it comes out in the form of idulach. So he says, Avon she says, Ida duup me'anafshu v'yikel imeima hoder kiwi medes. So then the question arises, so why does Rav Meir distinguish between Emedes and Yishebes, since Rav Meir is made that even in the case of Yishebes, if the urine chases, not Mikalachas, so then she is Meir. So why does he distinguish between Emedes and Yishebes? Let him distinguish between Im Sheises, Im Ameraglaim Sheises, Im the drip. So then she's on the strain, Meyo. Vim Nikaleches, if the Meraglaim is Nikaleach, in the form of a jet. So then she's not on the strain, so we don't have to be Cheshish for Hodder, that Meraglaim Hodder Lemokia. So why does he have to distinguish between Emedes and Yishebes? Let Rameya distinguish between the case of Sheises, she's Meyo, and the case of Nikaleches. She's there. So Rashi says, Avol imedes I efshalo lizanish. He says, imedes, it's impossible that it should come out in the form of itulach. That's what Rashi says. Alright. So, Omar Shmuel, so in other words, according to Rashi, so the essential distinction is between Shiseses and Nikalachas. But in Medes, the Mitzias is that by Medes, it's never Mizalekes. It's never Mizalekes. But suppose it would be Mizalekes, even if it's Medes, if we know that it's Medes, but it's Mizalekes, we'll see that it's Mizalekes. So then, she'll be Teo even by Medes. But ordinarily, by Medes, it's not Mizalekes, it's Shiseses. All right. Now the Gemara on the kashi, another kashi. Mizalekes name Dilma Bosalitamu Mayos Dam. So the Gemara is a kashi, if Mizalekes. So true Mizalekes, we do not have to be chayshish for Hodu Miraglayim Mokeir, because this situation of the Raglayim, of the Miraglayim passing through the wrong channel, can only happen in the case of Shiseses. It cannot happen in the case of Mikaleches, Mizalekes. But maybe, let's say, after she finished, what is she doesn't know when the dam came out. She only looks in the bowl. So then, in the stool, she looks, so she sees that there is dam in the urine. But when the dam came out, she doesn't know. Now, so maybe while she passed the water, so there was no dam. But then after she finished passing the water, then dam came out from the mokel and it dropped into the stool. So it's maybe she had a real discharge of dam, the ordinary way, but the discharge of dam happened immediately upon the conclusion of the passing of water. This is how Rashi explained the Kashi. He says, "Mizalekes name dilma bosa mitamu maye." As soon as he finished passing the water, then some drops of dam came out from the Mokia. Oh, mis anekes nei na do hodo le Mokia. Mi o mago ima lo de bahad me raguai mo se. De nei me bade lá no Mokia. Vi do se bade me raguai. É o mesmo que me raguai. O mago e isbo. Vi o me posso de tame maio se dá me Mokia. Vi o ima mas me raguai. Vi o ima mas me raguai. So, o mago bade bi cheme sa sfasa sita. Uns anekes bi se hasita. Vi nim so dá me se hasita. Na do é. When does Rav Meir say that in Hisheves is Teiro, so it's in the case where she sits on the rim of the stool, on the rim of the stool, and then she sits on the rim of the stool, and the kiruach of the urine is in the hollow of the sefer, of the stool. And the dam was found not on the rim where she places the mekimah tofe. Her mekimah tofe is placed on the rim of the stool. And the keruach is in the hollow of the stool. And the dam was not found on the rim of the stool where the mekimah tofe is placed. But the dam is found in the hollow of the stool. So it's a raya that this phenomenon of the woman discharging dam after she finished passing the water did not happen here. Because if the discharge of dam took place after the passing of water, so it should come out where the bisatofe was placed. The bisatofe was placed on the rim, not in the hollow of the stool. So that should be wet with drops of dam. But the rim of the stool where the bisatofe, where she was sitting, where the bisatofe was placed, so that did not have any drops of dam. It was only found in the urine, in the hollow of the stool. So it's a raya that it came out together with the urine. Not that she just wetted the rim of the stool after she finished passing the water. Alright, this is the said the boss of the Kamo Mai. Ose Alzvasa Seif Kui Poi Vashta Kuch. Alright. Oma Shmuel Vamo Oma Rav Yudha Oma Shmuel Aloch Et Rabeisi Vechein Irolei Rav Vabe Likale Kale is the name of Rechochem Aloch Et Rabeisi. Now according to Rashi's Pshat, since Rashi explains that Bosa Vitame Mayim Gimore Esti Kashe you deal with Bosa Vitame Mayim Ose Dam, so the Gimore applies Rav Meir's Din of Yishev Esteiro to the case of Yishevus al Svasa Seita, um Zanekes Misicha Seita, um Mitzvah Misicha Seita. So then she's there, but suppose the Beis HaTofe is also connected the hollow of the stool, it's not placed on the rim of the stool, say the Haname, then we have to get it. Maybe she passed water without blood. She passed water without blood. And then, as soon as she concluded the passing of water, so there was a discharge, there was a flow of dam, the regular flow of dam. So Mele, since the bisatofe was connected to the hollow of the stool, so Mele dropped there into the urine. So even by Yishevis, Reb Meir would say that she's male. But according to Rashi's Pshat, we should say the same thing now in Reb Yisi too. You see, the machleket between Reb Meir and Reb Yisi is only in regard to the question as to whether we have to be chayshish of hod Reb Meir Aglaim Memokia. So Reb Yisi says we are not chayshish for hod Reb Meir Aglaim Memokia. We are not chayshish for hod Reb Meir Aglaim Memokia. Only Reb Meir is chayshish for hod Reb Meir Aglaim Memokia. But insofar as the other chayshish is concerned, namely, maybe the passing of water was in a natural way, and it was without dam. But after she finished passing water, there was a flow of dam coming out. But if she was sitting and the bisatofe was placed on the edge, on the rim of the stool, and the dam was found in the hollow together in the urine, so then we know that it didn't come out after the she finished passing water, but it came out together with the urine. But if the bisatofe was itself connected the hollow of the stool, so then we have to be chayshish for a meya, we have to be chayshish according to Rav Yisi too. So this is what all the Rishonim say. according to Rashi's pshat, even though we pass for like Rabbi Yossi, but in the case where the Bisatur Fe was connected the whole of the Seder, of the school, so then we have to be Chayichich. Maybe after she finished passing water, so there was a flow of, she had a flow of menstrual dam. Menstrual dam. So when is Rabbi Yossi Mitaya, Bein Yishevez, Bein Medes, Bein Tehero? Only if she was Yoshua Al-Svasa Sefer and Mizaneket Bisecha Sefer. But in any other situation, even Rabbi Yossi would say Tehet Meyo, because of the Pasuk of Shoshe. Maybe there were two things that happened. First she passed water, and once she finished passing water, then she had the menstrual flow, and it dropped into the urine. That's so, according to Rashi, so only in the case of Yishevet Al-Svasa Sefer, Umzaneket Bisecha Sefer, So Rabbi Yossi is Mitaya. Alright. Now let's see the cases. Who is Maishnu in Medes? Yom Arutam Raglai Limor Kirva Yise Dam Pirsha Rasha Vishpir Kibir Yildani Nidochim Leyalme Dimiume Dishtino Vliyochul Atzeir Hoto Dimiume Dishtino Vliyochul Atzeir Hodu Miraglai Limor Kirva. So she was on the strain. So, hodo meraglaim limokeya, vaise dam, yishevis namelein, hodo meraglaim limokeya, yisal gedaita chashde bishiseses. The question is, how could the machshin even assume for a moment that yishevis, when she's relaxed, that the urine should make a detour and pass through the wrong channel? The answer is, because the machshin assumed that the Mishneh, Rav Meir, has reference to the case of shiseses. If shiseses, so she's not relaxed. Yisal gedaita chashde bishiseses.